the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
It's hard to preach to three people, right? Anyways, as we are going through the quarantine, it occurred to me that I might say that for Christians there's a faith perspective or a proper way in which we receive what comes to us from the world. In particular, we receive everything in some way as though it comes from the hand of God. Not because we believe that God is personally smiting us or that he is vindictively punishing us or chasing us, but because the faith perspective realizes that God loves us intensely and that everything that he allows to come our way, or even we say that he sends to us, we receive it with a spirit that it would be somehow good for our salvation. Because we remember that the most important thing is not the health of our body, but the health of our soul. So the way we react to what life sends our way, what God sends our way, or what God allows to come our way, shows a lot about our inner disposition. And it's a calling, it's a hard saying to say, because you know in the next few weeks people are dying, they have been dying, and there are very many grievous things in our lives that we don't want to deal with, that we want nothing to do with, and that we certainly hope God has nothing to do with them. And yet it's the very circumstances, those circumstances that we live in, that are for our health and for our ultimate, for our salvation. And also, again, emphasizing that God loves us. Now, St. Mary lives a prodigal life. St. Mary of Egypt, who we commemorate today. And she starts at 12, and she says she goes for 17 years, living this life of wantonness, of harlotry, and of every debased sin, according to her own testimony. And then she finds herself unable to enter the church and to venerate the cross. Her soul responds to this in a way that brings forth repentance. Somehow, in her sinful state, she perceives that she's unworthy, and that the reason she can't enter the church is because of her unworthiness. But most importantly, she accepts this. She accepts this within her heart, and this becomes the energy for her repentance, for her changing of her life and becoming a great saint. Now, what are some other possible reactions she could have had? The reactions we might have had within our own hearts, or certainly reactions I've seen people have. That the doors are shut and they're closed to her. She could simply say, "How dare you? How dare you cut me off? Look at all these other sinful people around me who you've let come and venerate this cross." And she could simply turn her back on God and leave forever. She could also decide that she's unworthy and not pray and not ask God to grant her to see it, but assume that in her unworthiness that this was a permanent state that couldn't be fixed, and simply, instead of pressing forward in her prayer, turn around feeling rejected, walked away, and assumed that she was unsavable, unredeemable. But instead, somehow, in her soul, she knows that being blocked from entering the church and entering the cross is she's blocked for her salvation. And she repents. And in this repentance, we end up commemorating her this day for, well, the miracles and the very, very extreme, strange, holy life that she ended up living after that fateful moment at the doors. So, as we face this virus and the various things that may come upon us, As we face exile from church and frustration of being stuck at home, not being able to live our lives the way we want it, the host of other things that even in the past we've thought about that we don't like about our lives, these things are meant to, in some ways, by the love of God, to humble us, to help us find our hearts, to help us be repentant, to cultivate a contrite spirit, a humble heart, to be not so that we would be ground to a pulp, but that our insides would be softened rather than our heart being made hard. And that we should always choose the soft path of the heart, the path to take what God has given us and humbly, even though we don't understand it, even though we don't like it, to turn to Him, to ask Him how it is for our salvation, to acknowledge, like Mary did, that in truth we do have a lot of sins. And it's not as if in our life of sin that we should be able to demand the best things for ourselves. But sometimes, in some ways of speaking, we deserve what we get. We can contrast that with Christ, who goes to the cross and literally doesn't deserve what he gets. We oftentimes even deserve, and we've even sowed the crops for some of the things that we reap. However, even if we don't feel that we have humility, love, acceptance, everything's from God, may He help us to have this faith perspective, especially as we are humbled in this day and age by this particular virus and our circumstances. May St. Mary pray to God for us and give us the strength to bear our exile that we find ourselves in. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.
He is in the shadow.